KOMO Seattle.
KOMO FM Oakville.
20 minutes of nonstop news starts now.
Welcome to the KOMO Afternoon News. Coming up,
I'm Ryan Harris with the governor's plans to expand and speed up COVID vaccinations in our state.
We'll carry the comments live from Olympia with the governor. Downtown Seattle now, 48 at 3 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The nation is preparing to swear in a new president in a time of unprecedented security. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz in Washington, D.C.
A city on edge, armed National Guard manning checkpoints, armored vehicles blocking roadways, and police boats patrolling the Potomac River. A false alarm emptying the Capitol building briefly today after that all-too-real siege that prompted this lockdown.
2 days before Joe Biden is inaugurated, and President Trump leaves the White House, First Lady Melania Trump has released a farewell video on her Twitter feed.
When I came to the White House, I reflected on the responsibility I have always felt as a mother to encourage, give strength, and teach values of kindness.
The president is still planning a military-style send-off Wednesday morning from Joint Base Andrews. The memory and the message of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. was being celebrated across the country today. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and her husband Doug Emhoff volunteering at a food bank in D.C.
When we look at where we are as a country today, when we look at recent events, we know that the fight that Dr. King was engaged in is still a fight in America.
It was one of the many service and community projects held across the country today. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo once again calling on the feds to stop flights from countries where new COVID strains have emerged. He says any of them could spark a surge, which could even surpass the nation's first wave.
There's now a Brazilian strain, which may actually be worse than the South African strain or the UK strain. Any of these three strains could be a second wave.
The U.S. is closing in on 400,000 COVID-19 deaths. You're listening to ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The KOMO Afternoon News.
KOMO News Time 302, 48, and sunshine with few clouds around the Puget Sound area. Lisa Jaffe with a day off. I'm Rick Van Slice. Here's what's happening.
I'm Ryan Harris. Governor Jay Inslee has a new plan to expand and accelerate coronavirus vaccinations in Washington. The plan includes a public-private partnership with major companies, including Microsoft and Starbucks. The demands on healthcare workers to conduct vaccine clinics adds to the high demand they already have, treating COVID and other patients in nearly full hospitals. So adding more places and people to give the shot should help with the logjam, but it all hinges on the federal government's ability to increase vaccine supplies and make them more reliable.
We're standing by. You'll hear the governor on live KOMO News coming up here from Olympia shortly. Residents and staff at the Life Care Center of Kirkland are getting their second dose of the COVID vaccine. The facility was the site of the first coronavirus outbreak in the United States. The first dose was distributed there in December, 10 months after the initial outbreak. The vaccines are being administered by CVS. Also coming up on KOMO.
I'm Sue Romero. The giant Kobe bell at Seattle Center will be rung on Tuesday as part of the first national memorial for those lost to COVID-19.
Save for only special commemorations.
The center's Deborah Douse says buildings will also be lit up in amber to honor the nearly 400,000 lives lost to the virus.
I'm Jeff Pogelup. The State Patrol, Olympia Police, and even the Washington National Guard are preparing for possible unrest when Joe Biden is sworn in as the 46th president on Wednesday.
Even the smallest little tip and lead that comes in, we will look at it.
Lieutenant Kurt Boyle with the State Patrol says even though the inauguration is in D.C., protests are expected at state capitals across the country.
And 12 people arrested, 2 vehicles impounded after protesters blocked I-5 in Seattle. Troopers responded to the scene near James Street at about 12:30 this afternoon, where they say protesters quickly caused a long backup past the I-90 interchange. Troopers cleared the scene and took 12 into custody. All lanes have since been reopened. Coming up on KOMO.
I'm Corwin Hake. The Cal Anderson camp may have been illegal, but now we know even Seattle police sent homeless people there.
All right, Rick, I'm going to go ahead and step in here. Governor Jay Inslee is at the podium. We're going to listen to him live.
He said, "Was our lives begin to end the day that we become silent about the things that matter." So I'm looking forward to further discussion about the things that matter, which are the continuing to move the arc of the moral universe forward with his continuing inspiration. And that's what he is a continuing inspiration to us all. We have some really exciting news about multiple fronts on our efforts to bring vaccinations to everyone in the state of Washington. Today, we are announcing the start of what we think of as the second stage of our vaccination initiative. We are now moving from a limited number of Washingtonians to a rather broad scale, where max vaccinations are now possible, called for, and are going to be implemented. To this end, we have six announcements today to move our vaccination efforts forward in a significant degree, and I'm confident that we will achieve success on this. First, we are announcing that effective immediately, Washington will move statewide to phase 1B of vaccinations. And the first tier of phase 1B is changing so that all Washingtonians who are 65 and older will be eligible to receive vaccines starting immediately. Now, the reason for this is clear. About 80% of all COVID deaths in the state of Washington have occurred to individuals who are 65 and older. So our vaccine prioritization obviously reflects the need to protect these most vulnerable Washingtonians. Now, in addition to that, Washingtonians age 50 and over who are living in multi-generational households will also be eligible in this tier, one of our measures to reflect our desire for equity in our community. So this is taking place immediately. So people over the age of 65 and those, as I've described, are eligible, are now eligible to go get vaccines, and we hope people will. This is going to make it possible for more people in risk categories to access the vaccine now. This also aligns with the latest guidance from the Federal Centers for Disease Control. Prioritize residents whose circumstances would place them in second, third, or fourth tiers in phase 1B will remain the same. However, we are building in a more flexibility in those subsequent tiers. Once roughly half of the first tier of 1B citizens have received their first doses, we would intend to move to tier 2 of phase 1B. Once we reach that tier, we will also allow vaccine providers flexibility in administering vaccines to people in tiers 2 through 4. This will make it for an easier process for vaccinating people in congregate settings and in workplaces to make that system more efficient. We're very excited about that progress. This means thousands of more Washingtonians can and will be protected, and we encourage folks to start that today. The second step we're taking is to announce that we have established a statewide goal to make 45,000 vaccinations for COVID every day available to Washingtonians as soon as possible. This goal is higher than our current vaccine allocation by the federal government by several fold. So we are today vaccinating somewhere between 13 and 15,000 people a day. And that matches or exceeds the amount of doses that we're receiving from the federal government. But we want to establish an ambitious goal of building capacity to vaccinate 45,000 people. And the reason for this is we always want our capacity for vaccinations to actually get the shot to match or exceed the number of doses we actually are getting from the federal government. So over the next several months, we will be building towards that capacity starting today. Now, we have to realize, I'm sure Washingtonians do, that when in establishing this goal of 45,000 potential vaccinations a day, to have enough vaccinators and clinics and places to get your vaccination. We can't reach that goal unless we get more doses, obviously, from the federal government. We are advised that those doses will increase over the next several months, and we want to make sure that we have capacity to vaccinate them, folks, in a timely fashion when that increased production occurs. This is an ambitious goal, but I believe the things we're announcing today will put us in good shape moving towards that goal. Third, Today we're going to announce we're going to set up mass vaccination sites statewide with additional help from the National Guard and from outside resources as well. The State Department of Health is sending more volunteer vaccinators to sites where dosages are underutilized and will also be used in these mass vaccination sites. Specifically, in this first tier, we are setting up the following sites that will begin vaccine administration starting next week: at the Spokane Arena in Spokane, the Benton County Fairgrounds in Kennewick, the Town Toyota Center in Wenatchee, and the Clark County Fairgrounds in Ridgefield. So the state's allocation for doses for next week will be divided between these sites and pharmacies and local clinics to begin 1B vaccinations, as well as existing vaccination large-scale, high-throughput sites that are currently under development in Snohomish, King, and Pierce counties. We want to have statewide coverage in this degree, in this respect. The fourth thing we're announcing today is that we are establishing a new criteria to ensure that our partners in the health system are administering these vaccines in an appropriate time frame, one that appreciates the urgency of this crisis. And I do want to preface talking about this announcement to realize that the state employees are not administering these vaccines. These are partners of the state, hospitals, clinics, tribes, that are actually doing the administration. So we have to have cooperation of these entities in order for the vaccine actually to be delivered. So starting today, we will have a requirement that 95% of future vaccine allocations are required to be administered in the first week after receipt. And that data must be submitted to the state within 24 hours. And by tomorrow, all vaccine providers in the state are expected to provide daily information on vaccines administered and their plans for using any doses that remain. So every dose allocated prior to this week needs to be administered by January 24th, this Sunday. There are simply too many people who need access to COVID vaccines for this process to lag any further. And we appreciate, obviously, the help of all of our partners in this effort, but we need to step it up. We need to step up that game significantly. The fifth step we are taking is that we are launching the Washington State Phase Finder. And to determine your eligibility now and going forward, you can go to the State Department of Health website and use their Phase Finder tool to check your eligibility. And the website is doh.wa.gov, doh.wa.gov. And basically, you'll fill out a form, describe your personal criteria, and that phase finder will advise you what phase you will be in during this prioritization process. Now, for this phase, it's relatively easy given the criteria I just discussed, but that'll help you to make sure that you find yourself in the appropriate phase. The sixth, and you will describe that in the phase finder, they will give you the information as to where the dosages are in your area. So you will know where the doses should be available to be able to find dosages in your area. The sixth thing we are doing is intended to fully mobilize the tremendous resources of the state of Washington in this mission. So we are excited to announce that we are establishing a public-private partnership that the state has developed to accelerate COVID-19 vaccinations. We're calling this the Washington State Command and Coordination Center. It will be led by the Department of Health in partnership with business, healthcare, and labor organizations. This team will coordinate all available resources to administer more vaccines in the state of Washington in the fastest and most efficient way possible. I think you'll find out from our speakers today, this is a very talented group. We have enormous resources in our companies and our workers in the state of Washington. And this is designed to bring to bear all of our resources in the state of Washington to get this job done. We'll be joined momentarily by a number of our partners in this effort to speak in their role, in their roles. This is a massive effort, and it takes everybody pulling on the rope to do this, because 2021 is the year to get vaccinated in our state. And we are going to be mobilizing thousands of workers and resources to save people from this virus. And I'm glad to be able to enter today this second stage of this initiative. So today we're joined by some of the first, what may think of charter members of this partnership, Starbucks CEO Kevin Johnson, Microsoft President Brad Smith, Kaiser Permanente of Washington President Susan Mulaney, Seymour Community Health Center's President and CEO Rogelio Rios, and Jane Hopkins, a registered nurse and Executive Vice President for SEIU Healthcare 1199 Northwest. And I'd like to start with some comments about this effort.
All right, you've been listening to Governor Jay Inslee with a number of updates on the vaccination process here in Washington State. Rick, a lot of information there.
Certainly so. He talked about six different portions of this bill, starting off with phase 1B now of the vaccine. Everybody who is 65 and older is eligible immediately. And if you're 50 or above and you're part of a multi-tiered household, maybe you still have some folks who are going to college and in your household or high school or something, and you're 50 or above, you too now are eligible. The governor also talked about ramping up the number of daily vaccines. It's now about 13,000 to 15,000. They want to get that to 45,000 in the next couple of months, and also increase those mass vaccination sites all across the state and make sure it's done in a timely fashion. And then I think perhaps the most important thing you just mentioned, Bill, was the phase finder launched today to determine your eligibility and where you can go get those vaccines. So I think a lot of people will be going on the Department of Health website, doh.wa.gov, to get that information. And then finally, that public partnership, public-private partnership with the Department of Health and businesses and labor organizations and health organizations to, you know, try and get this out much faster. So certainly, as you said, quite a bit of information there. We'll continue to follow and have updates and reaction through the afternoon. We're a little late with it, but why don't we get an update on traffic if we can and hook up with Curtis Calhoun and get a check on how things are doing on the roads from the Dubin Law Group Traffic Center. And what's the latest, Curtis?
Good afternoon. Well, in downtown Seattle, looks like the earlier closures from our MLK Day March in downtown Seattle has wrapped up. In both directions of I-5, stop and go through downtown Seattle already this afternoon, so definitely expect heavy delays there. Also, northbound 5 at Thorn Lane in Lakewood, getting a report of a new crash. Taking up the left lane, traffic is quickly bunching up in that spot. Also in Newcastle, southbound 405 near Lake Washington Boulevard, looks like we have a crash in the right lane, causing a big backup through Bellevue. Your next Como traffic at 324.
And this update on traffic, sponsored by the world-class physicians at Ole Ortho, now offering robotic joint replacement options, so you don't have to take a long, stressful drive to Seattle or Portland. Robotic joint replacement options at Ole Ortho. Ole Ortho has your back, your knee, your hip. You get it. OleOrtho.com. All right, taking a quick look at our weather situation. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Morning clouds tomorrow with afternoon sun and a high in the upper 40s. Downtown Seattle, that's where we are right now. 48 degrees at Como News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. The Northwest's only 24-hour news station. Como News 1000, FM 97.7.
Good to have you along with us. I'm Rick Van Sice. Bill O'Neill is our technical director. Editing this afternoon, Jeremy Grader. Lisa Jaffe has the day off. And as the United States approaches 400,000 COVID-19 deaths, there's some hope on the horizon. ABC's Kaylee Hartung has more.
Mass vaccination sites popping up across the country, from Florida's Hard Rock Stadium to New York City Field, even Disneyland.
All those can be put in place, but they're useless unless they have something to administer.
With a crippled rollout plan, appointments are overbooked, and many sites say they'll quickly run out of doses. Thousands of Americans just can't seem to get that prize shot in the arm.
It seems like it's very disorganized. What's the point of making an appointment if you're going to stand here 3 or 4 hours to get in, and then you might not even get it?
In Houston, officials weighing a choice between maximizing single-day vaccinations or conserving the supply.
I said, Mayor, you know, if we do 5,000, that means we're not going to have enough for the next week. But he insisted that we get out as much vaccine as we could.
With no federal stockpile, Pfizer and Moderna both shipping out about 2 million doses per week. The government pushing for at least 50 million to be distributed by the end of January. but there's a lot of ground to make up. So far, only about 31 million have gone out. With the turn of a new administration just days away, Biden's team promising to speed up the rollout.
We have looked carefully, and we are confident that we have enough vaccine for the 100 million doses over the next 100 days. That is what the president-elect has promised. It will be a hefty lift, but we have it in us to do that.
The everyday toll weighing on American lives. In Southern California, the latest epicenter of the pandemic, Orange County's fourth field hospital opening today. 52 extra beds for COVID patients are now available at St. Jude Medical Center. The fight against the virus, nowhere near over.
I can only imagine every day, if not every hour, there's a different concern at the top of your list. At this point in the pandemic, what's keeping you up at night?
Vaccine rolling out fast enough and people not getting ahead of it.
Now, Joe Biden has this plan of delivering 100 million vaccine doses in his first 100 days of his presidency. And Dr. Anthony Fauci says that is absolutely doable. Keep in mind, there are two more vaccines in the works from AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson, and those could be presented to regulators for approval in a matter of weeks.
That's ABC's Kaylee Hartung. And again, the breaking news from our state, there is a new ramp up to increase the how quickly they get the vaccines out. We'll have more throughout the afternoon on that here on Como News. It is 3:20, and Jim Chesko now with your Como Propel Insurance Money Update.
We may not replace all of the jobs lost since the pandemic hit the U.S. last March, but 2021 should nevertheless see the economy add more jobs than any other year on record dating back to 1939. Estimates from IHS Markit have U.S. non-farm payrolls increasing by 6.7 million this year. Last year, the U.S. had a net job loss of 9.4 million. That's your money now.
Pandemic to protests, Wall Street to the White House. The news never stops. For continuing coverage, stay connected, stay informed with Como News 1000, FM 97.7, and streaming live on your smart speaker. Como News.